today on Codepen Radio.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to Codepen Radio. We have another episode for you, and we are calling this episode Community. So I feel like, I don't know, it's like kind of a, I wouldn't say gross word, but I think it gets made fun of a lot. I think it gets thrown around a little too often. I feel like it's kind of like a VC word. I feel like it's, I don't know, it's just, it's not a word that people like love hearing. It's like easy to, it's like, it can be cheesily said, but it's a defined word. It means something. It means a group of people that are brought together through some common cause. And CodePen certainly has one of those. Before we get started, I got Tim Sabat here.
That's me.
And Alex Vasquez.
Hey, everybody.
We are the three people who run and operate CodePen as of now. And wouldn't you say that CodePen has a community?
Oh, definitely. I mean, CodePen is, that's kind of what defines us versus the other live coding sites. It's our community, your ability to follow other folks and actually take their work and fork it and create your own. We're a live coding site that's really based around a community. It's in a way as central as to the ability to create a CodePen.
I'd say that's very true, and it is a huge differentiating feature for us because it's, you know, CodePen is an app and it does certain things, but it also like is primarily community. So I thought we could kind of define it a little bit because. Or a lot, actually, because community isn't just this loosey-goosey idea that's just whatever. I think that you put a point on the fact that, like, okay, for example, you can fork someone else's pen. That's like a community action. Every single pen that you create on CodePen has a comment thread attached to it. Comment threads are for human beings to talk to each other through text areas, essentially. That's a community. People talking to each other is a community. We have pro members have these professor and collab mode on CodePen that inherently that's more than one person using the web app together in real time together. Of course, that's community. It's multiple people. Those modes have live chat in them. Live chat is definitely community. It's funny. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. I picked up a book recently, an old book that somebody was like being really saying good things about on Twitter or something called Design for Community by Derek Powazak, who did some like way early web communities of various types. And I'm picking up and reading it. And it's kind of funny because it's so old that like the screenshots in it look super old, janky, like, you know, three column, I don't know. Every screenshot of a website in it looks ridiculous. And then there might be like one little button that they're showing off that says like live chat or something. And just like the presence of that button means like, okay, this site is now a community. They're not as like in depth of communities as we might be useful today, but they're saying, okay, this site has chat now, boom, it's a community. So
right, and wasn't he kind of stressing that in itself that's the reason why some of this got a sort of a gross name, because a banking website would just throw up a chat now button and suddenly people are talking about Bank of America or something weird like that.
Totally. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, and they're not prepared for that kind of thing and stuff. Yeah, that's certainly part of the book. So we have way more features that make for a community than that. For example, you sign up for CodePen and you get a profile for yourself. That's codepen.io/your username. And that's people go there and look at you and you're, you know, there's a picture of you on there and stuff. It's literally a community because it's a group of human being profiles. You know, we have a hire me feature that people can optionally turn on. And then it's like users can send each other messages about work. I mean, that's our users talking to other users. We don't even see any of that, but it's people talking to people. That's community. We have this new blogging feature on CodePen. That's you writing words to share with the world. Those blogs have comment threads. Again, people talking to people. That's community. What we're doing here is putting a point on what features of a website make it a community, and that's what they are here. We have a CodePen blog that has comment threads on it. It's us talking to you and you talking back. This podcast is community, even though it's a little less back and forth. It's still like something that kind of brings us together. It's a shared experience that we have, and that's what community is. And so that's some of the things that exist right on the website of CodePen.io, except for the podcast. That's, you know, that goes with you or whatever, and it happens in iTunes or whatever your podcatcher of choice is. But then there's all this community that spreads out from it. We have a Twitter account that's like pretty darn active, and we monitor all the time, and that's outside of CodePen, but it's the people that have stuff to say about CodePen go there. We don't have a Facebook account, but we probably should. But that's not people still use Facebook to share stuff they find on Facebook, talk about CodePen and in other ways. We have a Google Plus account. I think there's a Google Plus CodePen group that someone else started that they use to share and talk about Google Plus. That's pretty cool. There's chat websites in which that they'll start a CodePen channel and talk to other CodePen users through there. And IRC, there's a subreddit. There's all this stuff that we don't control, but is like emblematic and definitely part of the CodePen community. So there's so much. I feel like it's just kind of worth putting a point on it there. And it's true, like Alex was saying, that's kind of the value of this thing, isn't it? It's that, like, CodePen, like, what if we all worked on an app that did a purpose and made money, but there was literally no people talking to other people except for support, maybe? Wouldn't it be, like, boring?
Sort of. I mean, we've had that in past websites that we've worked on. You know, there wasn't necessarily a community built around WooFoo. It was more than anything, it was in a sense an inspiring site. So people did talk about it from a design standpoint, but there weren't any inherently built-in social components.
Not really. There was a forums, but they were kind of bad.
Generally, this is the first website that I've worked on that has this stuff baked in, and you're right, it's way more inspiring on a day-to-day basis. Being able to go out and see what people are creating or doing or talking about it fills you with pride.
Yeah, and worry and stuff and other emotions.
Yeah,
we actually recently started using an app called Respondly, which is kind of like an app that all three of us can log into at once that checks one Twitter account and has searches and stuff. So it's kind of like we don't have to worry about like all checking it independently and multiply replying to people and stuff. And you can like assign issues to people and stuff. It's pretty nice. I mean, I know that's kind of an aside. It's more of a support thing, but it's interesting. I mean, we're like in there all day long. There is so much community action happening on CodePen that it like we have to have like tools to manage it. Because, you know, we're just three people and we're the devs too. So,
yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's so unique having a tool that you can use and then you can be inspired by the work that other people create on CodePen. One of the best parts about running a small business is actually getting to talk to the people that use your product and having a real, like a legitimate idea, not just like analytics across the board where it says, you know, 25% of the people click here. You actually get to talk with people through Twitter and actually respond to them over email and support and stuff like that. So, but CodePen really takes it up a notch in the sense that you get to see other people's work. Like, I'm a huge fan of a lot of authors on CodePen, and it really inspires me to do better work on CodePen because they're creating such great work. It makes you want to make CodePen that much better. So it's really unique to like just running a site like CodePen that's a live coding tool. It's pretty.
I would say too that our community is it has those inspiring, certainly, because that's part of the nature of it. But it generally has a positive vibe to it. And I was trying to think about that a little earlier, and I think it was like, it probably stems down from the fact that the three of us are generally positive people, at least not brooding or outwardly jerky or whatever. wouldn't you say? I mean, I don't know. Like, if we were bunch of jerks, that the community probably wouldn't be as positive as it is. Just because that stuff comes down from on high a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It sort of flows from its founders. There are situations where it's sort of out of your control. You know, I've been part of communities. I would say I'm a part of Hacker News community, and I do know oftentimes the conversations can devolve into negativity, and there are ways that people use to combat that, but mostly it's just, you know, other folks in the community saying, hey, why are you being such a jerk, or why is this turned into a place full of negativity?
That's a quintessential example of a community that at least you know, I don't know, I'm not sure how true it is. I find it to be true because often, like, once in a blue moon, like a CSS Tricks post will get on it, and then the conversation is just like the worst. It's just like CSS is stupid, and I'm just like, oh my god, why did I read the comments? It has nothing to do with the article, and it bums me out a little bit. And that's the least of it. I mean, that's just a technical thing. I can imagine what the comment threads are like when it as a social issue or a political issue or something. And then what happens there? Is it because it's unmanaged? Is it because of the type of content and this emblematic? Or is it features? Did they do a bad job with like not? You know, I can't imagine what it is. You know, like what if the CodePen community started shifting that way?
Right,
that would be weird, right? How would we deal with that? Is there any risk of that? Why hasn't it happened yet?
I don't know. I have this general feeling that devs in general have this. It feels like design work. Everyone's giving each other kudos, and with dev work, everyone's trying to show each other like how much better they could have done something. And maybe it's because Hacker News is more dev oriented than design oriented, and CodePen is sort of more design oriented than dev oriented. That doesn't happen. I don't know.
It could be that it's just it's emblematic of a larger community, and that's the. I mean, that's, you know, those are big. Big general opinions. It'd be hard to put that to the test, but I get what you're saying. I kind of have that feeling too. I know that there's devs that are like afraid of blogging because I don't know, you could be wrong in so many ways or inspire such like dickheads essentially to comment on your post. Whereas design post is always like, cool, I can't wait to use this in my next project. You know, the vibe is a lot happier.
It sure is.
Oh, it probably stems from the kind people that are at the top of that profession probably. But I don't think that we're particularly at risk for it. And I think that if it did start to happen, that I would freak out. I would do everything I could to try to fix the problem and not, you know, in different ways. You know, I think I would, it would be features wise and it would be like just trying to pep stuff up or I don't know what the plan would be, but my plan would be to fix it.
I think right. I think it's a hard problem to fix.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely would be an issue for the kind of, because there's no value in CodePen if people aren't creating and sharing things on CodePen.
Or are discouraged from doing it because they feel like they're going to get attacked somehow or something. That would
right.
be a disaster.
Yeah, and CodePen is incredibly experimental. I mean, I guess speaking back to the Hacker News thing, I've seen CodePens posted on Hacker News that were simply experimental. They're like, hey, did you know you could do this with CSS? And that person was criticized for even creating that. They're like, what's the point? This is ridiculous. This is, you know, 10 megabytes of CSS or whatever. But the point wasn't to create something for production. The point was to experiment and to test and to explore. And that's what we're trying to encourage on CodePen. It yeah. would be a huge issue because we're trying to get people to be open and say, hey, I did this thing that I've never seen done on the web.
Yeah, that does show the difference between the communities. I mean, that I think that was the Drop Shadow CSS stuff. And on CodePen, everyone's like, this is amazing. This is great. This is so ingenious. Wow, I'm really impressed. And then on Hacker News, it is just like a storm of negativity that's thunderclaps and, you know, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. And so, yeah, you can compare those two communities and see for sure that there's a huge difference.
There's a lot to talk about there. I feel like it might derail me, though, so because I had another thought that's more community-oriented that I think maybe we could roll with. And one of them is that you, as the owner of a thing on CodePen, and at the moment that's pretty much a pen or a post, but also like a collab session or a professor mode session, have these comment threads or live chat pieces to them. And as the owner of it, you are the moderator of that comment thread. You own it. So if somebody posts something there that you don't like for whatever reason, you can delete it. And as kind of an empowerment thing for spam maybe early on, like, hey, help us deal with this before. That's not very a big problem anymore, but it was for a minute. But more importantly, like, what if you post something jerky? Like, this is your house. You should have the power to delete it. And I don't remember real early conversations about, like, this is the right thing to do for community, but it kind of was, I think. I think it's nice to give people the tools on the site that says, this is your house. You do what you need to do here. Is a good choice. And I was thinking about it this morning, and I was tweeting about it a little bit, and how like people can talk about you on Twitter and that becomes public and like even programmatically attached to you that you have no control over. So people can at reply you and call you a jerk or attack you or do nasty community stuff, and you can't delete it. You can't do anything to that. And that's weird, and I think that not weird. I mean, there's certainly reasons for that. There's a million things to think about in that regard. But I like that I don't want to, you know, tell Twitter what to do, but I like that that's how we've handled it on CodePen, is that you control that type of thing. And that will prevent a community from devolving, I think. You know, you don't like what's happening. Well, it's your pen, it's your post. You take care of it. You know.
Sure, you can shape your own story, basically. Whereas the internet at large, you, with indexing and stuff, you're kind of lost to it.
And that we don't have any. That's just one of the mechanisms for community that is there. For example, there's no negative mechanisms really. I mean, there's support that you can tell us, and there's like moments where. There's a 500 error or all the different types of errors where we throw up a form and we encourage you to yell at us. So that's kind of a negative interaction because it's kind of like vent, you know, sorry, we screwed up. But that's just, it's actually kind of funny, and nobody's ever actually used it to really be jerky to us. But for the most part, what you do on CodePen is chat and you heart things. Like, we even just added the ability to heart collections recently. So like, and of course that's a positive action, you know, like mostly we only expose things that you can do positively.
Yeah, I mean, that alone creates, I think, sends the message to anyone that's on CodePen, is like, this is not a downvoting site. You're not going to find the most downvoted pen of all time. That's just not something we do.
No, right.
But you can find the most hearted pen of all time, the most discussed pen of all time, those kinds of things. And that's what we want to encourage just with the tools that we create.
There's morality to this, you know, and I like to think that we consider it and stuff every time to the best of our ability. And I'm sure that we'll screw up here and there and stuff, but you know, in the wake of all this nasty Facebook stuff and stuff, I'm like, I would like to think that that wouldn't have happened to us. We don't like have meetings where if somebody were to bring up an idea like, how can we manipulate our user's emotional state, that I'd like to think that any of the three of us probably would have not thought that that was a good idea.
I would hope one of us voiced a dissenting vote on that.
Yeah, I think we would. And it comes down to, I mean, that's you know, manipulating, but it's like, what do we do with their data? And do we delete things properly? And I don't know, like, what kind of analytical data do we keep around? There's morality discussion about all that stuff, and I think that we try to do a good job with that. We've mentioned this before, but there's also and this hasn't, I doubt people reference it all the time, but I like that it exists and it's there and it's not hard to find. It's a terms of, not just our terms of service. That covers this too. And as a matter of fact, if you read that, there's quite a bit of stuff in there about how we kind of expect you to behave on CodePen. But then there's a kind of non-legally binding, but it is like a community promise as our, the ethics thing, the...
our code of conduct?
Yeah, God, why was that so hard to spit out? That is a 100% kind of plain English speaking document that just says this is the type of community that we're going to run here, and any breaches of that, and this is what we promise to do. Like, it's not okay to break these things in there. And like I said, it's probably not highly referenced, but we can always point people to that should they have questions or should things go wrong. We can be like, hey, look. This is our code of conduct. This is how we expect you to behave. And I'm glad that we have that thing, is the point.
Yeah, I think it helps send a message. I mean, we wrote that article, and then you wrote a blog post about it. So anyone who follows the blog, which is a lot of the people that are part of, are like a central part of our community, will read the blog because it's something that we write to frequently. But it kind of starts to set the standard, and it sends a message like, this is where we stand on it. And we there's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is where we are. And, you know, if there's some policing that needs to happen, we'll do that in favor with those principles in mind. And we've had to do very little policing of CodePen, yeah. But there's been a few instances where we have, where people decided they were, you know, I can only think of one, honestly, of one person who thought he was slighted and decided to go be very mean-spirited about yeah. the things that he was saying. And that person, that we worked to remove them as best we could.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do. But it really sets the standard. It reminds me of how to behave, essentially, like what our principles are, what we want to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to be too vague about it. Those things are, you know, I've deleted a few, too, that just had, like naked people in them, too. You know, you can just post an image or whatever, too. Like, that's not good. It doesn't help the community. You know, no matter how you feel about it, it's not how you feel about it. It's how other people feel about it. You don't get to control other people's feelings about stuff, right? So let's just keep this clean, you know? Nothing like that. Nothing bigoted. Nothing sexist, racist, rude, you know, attacking people's character or trying to intimidate people, harass, the stalky stuff is gross. There's a list of all the stuff in our code of conduct and whatever. We expect that our community follows this kind of thing. And we even have technical tools behind this stuff. When we need to delete somebody's pen like that, we try to do it in a socially responsible way in that we delete it so it's gone, but we put it as an anonymous gist. Like a, you know, there's no way to find this thing. It's just saved anonymously on GitHub GIS and then email you a link to that. So we didn't like you can't have this on CodePen, but we don't want to delete your data. Here's your data. So I think that's cool when tech and morality collide like that.
Right. Yeah. And we also try to do little things like always have family-friendly names and family-friendly names and usernames on CodePen. You probably don't want to be associated right. with anyone that's using
that's a tech thing, right? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, automatically we'll filter out for things that aren't family yeah. friendly. We have a nice little internal list that we pulled from Google. That's pretty comprehensive.
That is not a nice list. That's the wrong way to describe that. That is a list of things you would never say in front of your grandma. <All right. laughs>
yeah. Oh, I like the thought that I've thought this for a while, that just like the act of using CodePen at all is like inherently good. That just doing anything, even if you're not like, you know, leaving smiley faces on people's pen, is what you're doing, though, is you're producing code and examples that are searchable, that are open source licensed, because all public pens on CodePen are open source licensed. So just like doing anything on CodePen is kind of like a plus one for the universe, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it helps out so many folks who come to CodePen to learn from their example, whether you're doing something at work. It's a tiny little way to contribute to basically the open source community that we're all, if you work in software, whether you write open source software yourself or not, you're a part of, because we all benefit from it. And it's kind of awesome that even though these are tiny little things, this isn't quite the Linux distribution, it is a way to contribute to the open source community.
It is indeed. Kind of an easy way, low barrier to entry kind of way.
Yeah, definitely.
Part of the reason that we did this episode is a yin and yang balance to an episode that we did called Bad Guys, where we talked maybe a little bit about community, but mostly about, you know, spammers and hackers and kind of the bad part of it. We haven't had a ton of bad community members, just a little bit here and there, but we're mostly able to be dealt with. But it's kind of nice to have an episode that's like kind of exactly the opposite of that. So I was thinking, like, what, we didn't call this one Good Guys. I guess we still could, but I don't know. I think community explains it a little bit better. So what is a good guy? Or, I mean, and of course, I'm not being gender specific here. You know, that's just like a generic moniker. I don't know if people get mad about that stuff or whatever. what makes a good community on CodePen? And I said just using it does. But certainly there's other ways to be a good community member on CodePen, right?
It's pretty wild you ask that question. The fact is, there's like quantifiably a good community member. We have, while we don't expose it directly, we do have a popularity score, and that has everything to do with like how good a community member are you? Like, are you commenting on people's pens? Are you liking and loving? Are you pressing the heart button? You know, are people following you? It's pretty wild to think that like we actually can tell you how, quote, good a community member you actually are.
I don't know that, do we? We don't really expose that, do we?
We don't. I mean, there is a general user popularity score, and I think we use that somehow to rank searches, maybe. But, you know, cool. That's a... Yeah. But it is pretty wild that, you know, you can actually quantify what a good community member is. I think to game that kind of system, to sort of Stack Overflow that and expose that and try and get people to become better community members, that gets kind of like a little fishy and a little creepy. But, you know, it is that's a community, that's a quantifiable community piece.
Yeah, so, right. Leaving a comment at all, just because generally they're either positive or just neutral, like, hey, this is how you could do better or something, is generally a good thing. So just commenting is a way to become a better community member. Certainly forking someone's pen and fixing it if it needs to be, or riffing on it or whatever, is a good community thing. Those really in-depth comments, I saw one today of somebody that was just like, hey, this is a really cool pen, but like, here's three things that I think that you could do to like improve the performance and have a little better experience using it. And you're like, wow, you know, like that. Now that's a good comment.
Right. That's kind of interesting, because everyone who creates a pen or creates an example would love that feedback. It's not exactly, hey, you're the best on CodePen, but it is, it's like very nice critical feedback on something that someone put effort into. And I think that that's a huge part of being a good community member on CodePen.
Yeah, that's mostly common. I mean, because you know, to like we put a point on at the beginning of the episode, a large amount of the community happens through literally the features that we expose, like hearting and leaving comments. By doing that, you're encouraging people, you know. You heart somebody's pen, that's a little bit of encouragement. You leave a comment that you like something on a pen, that's a little bit of encouragement. You tweet at somebody that made something that's cool on CodePen, that's encouraging. That makes you a good community member, is encouraging people when they need it and deserve it. So that's cool. And then just using CodePen at all is pretty darn cool. So that's how you be a good guy on CodePen. I thought maybe we could end it with, you know, I like to not beat around the bush about issues like this the best that I can, and that there is value for us in having a community too, right? Like, I feel like next time a VC were to come knocking at our door, we could be like, look at what we've built. It's not just technology, it's human beings that are kicking ass. Isn't that, don't they think that's valuable? Wouldn't you say that's true, that there's like money in communities? I don't know. Does that, or is that just sound gross to even admit?
No, there's nothing wrong with admitting that. I mean, I would say that, I think we mentioned Behance before. I don't know what their numbers were, but I know what they sold for, and it was humongous. And I don't think that them selling subscriptions revenue, like the subscription service that they were selling, was ever going to come close to the valuation that they received and the money they received from selling the site. So it does mean that quantifiably people are going to pay or even overpay for community aspects of a website. You know, if you've got a huge community, that's worth dollars, and that's one case of that.
Yeah. I don't know what I was hoping to talk about with all of that, but I think it's just nice kind of to know that, like, we don't foster the community because we're trying to squeeze dollars out of you, but I think it's nice that it gives us opportunities to go different directions with CodePen if we need to. Having a good, trustworthy community means that if we need to, like, lean on advertising a little bit more, if we were struggling or something, we could do that because people like advertising to strong communities, and we could do that. And hopefully we would do it in, like, a non-gross way, and, like, not in a way that we would lose any any of that good community vibe, but it gives us that option, I feel like, which is nice. And it gives it means that when we iterate on like the ideas that we choose to do are stronger because they can be community validated earlier, and we can like ask for opinions on what we should do, and we'll get those answers because we have a good community. And like there's lots of like things that like help running the business of CodePen better because we have a good community.
Right. Yeah. And also, it's not just monetary. It's also the community helps us decide where we're taking CodePen. It's I think overall, the community is much more intelligent than just us three deciding in a vacuum what we should do. You know, CodePen's our business, and we decide 100% based on the feedback we've gotten from the community. So we're also, it's such a great source of knowledge to figure out what they're doing and how they're doing it and the problems they're encountering using CodePen. That is a huge benefit to us.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, it's great. It's nice to know. It's nice to know, like, when we hear little cool stories too about people that really have things have gotten better for them through CodePen. Those are like the real heartwarmers. We just got one. I think one of our users, Nate Wiley, got a job from it. User Josh Rutherford got a job, and they both said kind of like, I don't know, it was for sure just because of my CodePen profile. You know, because they weren't necessarily even looking, or that was the only place they really sent people to, or something. That's pretty darn cool. I'm always proud of the 4AE9B8 team or whatever, which is the we're super strong early users and still are, really. Tim Petruski and Fabrice and Hugo and Sarah and Anna, and just to have that little group, Mads. I don't know what it does. They just talk, or they're just friends, and they kind of say that they met and talked to each other first on CodePen. And I think that's awesome that they've kind of have this informal super friends group that kind of formed through CodePen. It was kind of sweet. All right, that's community. Again, I feel like when it comes towards the end of the show, I'm always like, wow, we could talk about more stuff. And I'm sure this the idea of community will continue through future episodes of our show. Until next time, folks.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Six, zero, three, one, eight.